Now, how are you going to use this time? The thing that I want you to practice eventually, I will show you on another video how to do it, but spend 5 to 7 minutes getting the gist of the reading. The gist, the overall idea. Get a sense of what the article is about. Find the thesis statement for each paragraph and find the key words. Now, why are we doing this? By doing this, you will be able to write a heading, a one sentence, a very short sentence saying, what is this paragraph about? You write that down next to the paragraph. You do that for every paragraph. If you can do this quickly, and believe me, it takes a lot of practice. If you can do this quickly, then everything else is very easy. Once you have the heading, you can answer the heading type questions. The summaries you can answer because you know where to begin the summary, and then you just follow along and complete it. The most important, though, is everybody's favorite question. True, false, not given. Yes, no, not given. Everybody thinks not given, that's the hardest question. It doesn't have to be, okay? The not given question wastes a lot of time. Why? Because people try to read the entire article to find an answer that is not there. If it is not given, you will not find it. So why spend so much time looking for something that is not there? What you should do, if you can do this properly, then whatever the question is, you should understand where it ought to be. This is the question. The answer should be in paragraph 3, because that's the structure of this article. That's what this paragraph is talking about, this information in the question. So you go to paragraph 3. You don't find the answer. You look a little bit at paragraph 2, not there. You look a little bit at paragraph 4, also not there. Guess what? It's not given. Circle it, move on.